agenda paper 8 has given you an update on where we are on the research programme. There is a summary in paragraphs 5 and 6 of what's changed since the last version you saw, which was in June. And those were basically changes that were put through as we were finalising the agenda consultation document. I wanted to highlight three other things. First of all, paragraphs 11 and 12 talk about the project on primary financial statements, which, as you probably remember, was part of the disclosure initiative, was originally labelled performance reporting, but is now primary financial statements. We've listed in paragraph 12 the activities we're starting to do in the background, and those activities, I think, will progress over several months. And I think those will all be necessary, really, before we can bring anything to you to start talking in any very concrete terms about what the plan might be for that project. So I think it is going to be several months before you see anything much coming out of that project. The second thing I wanted to highlight is the overall timetable. And if you look at Appendix 1, a summary there of the things that are coming to you over the next few months. I wanted to highlight that there's not a summary in that table of when there might be outputs in terms of sort of published documents. There is a summary in the narrative discussion behind that appendix, but we've not tried to summarise that in the table at this stage, and we thought that would actually be quite difficult to do in a sort of meaningful way. But one thing is that is obvious is that quite a few of those projects could be ready to have things available for public consumption sometime over the next year or so. And that might be quite a lot. And so I think next time we discuss the project update, which I would expect to be probably in about 3 months, we'll need to give more thought, I think, to the timing and sequencing of some of those outputs. And the third thing I wanted to mention was the project on discount rates. And on Thursday, you're going to be discussing AIDA's proposals there. And that's really the first time you'll be seeing proposals for one of the new stages in our process, which is the assessment stage of a research project. And so that will be the first time we'll be thinking about what sort of document we might want to put out at that kind of stage, whether we want to put out a document, if so, what kind of document. So I think when we're discussing that project on Thursday, I'd invite you to think not just about that particular project, but also more generally about how we might do these in other projects. And I expect your next opportunity to practice that will be probably next month when we hope to bring you the share-based payment work. So with that, I'll see if people have any comments or questions.
Among the assessment stage project, I'm not fully sure that is income state, income taxes.
Yeah.
No. The reason why I'm not sure is because, you know, when comparing to the share-based payment project, we've got so many issues, you know, to the IFRIC. We feel hard to solve those issues. Then we have to think about fundamentally why we have income tax issues in the same category.
I think the work on income taxes is at a very early stage. What the team have been doing so far is a questionnaire surveying users and to some extent preparers to try and assess what the issues might be. And the first thing you'll see is a report back from that, hopefully towards the end of this year. And I think until we've really had that report back, it's much too early to think about what the next stage might be for income taxes. So I'd see that, and we've always positioned that as quite a long-term project that will be a while before we see anything much coming out of that.
Philippe?
Just a word about the equity method project. In the description on the project that is in the appendix, it is said that to focus on a narrower scope project to address many of the implementation issues identified by the Interpretations Committee. I think this is a bit optimistic because many of those issues are linked to the fundamental question, what is the equity method? And so I think we cannot realistically address many questions without having completed more work on what is the equity method. So I think we can do some of the implementation issues, but not many.
That's a good point.
Further discussion? All right, thank you, Peter. I'm going to start with conceptual planning.